Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Oh, what a joy to be with you today. Are you free? If I spoke to you today, could you say, yes, I have freedom in my life. I'm free. Because it was for freedom that Jesus set you free. So I hope you can say, yes, I am free in Jesus Christ. Oh, good times are even better when enjoyed with a friend in the Lord. And what a great time we had Saturday. Breakfast is always a delight because you go to breakfast at 8:30 and sometimes, you know, it's sleepy time. But, oh, we have such joy around the table. And the food is delicious, but it's second place to all the fellowship that we get around the table. And then to go to the house and read the Bible and talk about things of the Lord and sing praise and worship and praising the Lord and praying for people and crying with them and laughing with them. What a joy it is. If you're lonely, if you don't have anyone to talk to or go to, I hope you circle October the 9th. Yes, that's the next time, and it's the beginning of the fall for us. So October the 9th is going to be a wonderful time together. Hopefully, we'll still meet on the patio, but if not, we'll be in my home. So I just encourage you and welcome you to come and join us. We just have such a great time, a real great time of ministering and learning how to pray for people, how to discern what's going on. It's important that you learn that because you're going to get to a time when you're ministering to people. It's no longer a needy person that you are. You're a minister and you're out there laying hands on people and praying for people. So come on October the 9th and join us. It's a wonderful time together. Let's do the Bible slogan. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. Oh, praise God, I am. I have what it says I have. Yes, I do. I do what it tells me to do. This is my Bible. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. The Bible is God's word to you, His love letter to you. If you knew that an important person was coming, would you take time to go see them? I hope you would. And that's the same way with your Bible. Every day you can open that Bible to the very voice of God, knowing that He loves you. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And thank you for praying right now for Larry Elder. I want you to continue praying for President Trump and some of these people that are way out there coming against opposition, like Mike Lindell and Jack Phillips here in Lakewood. But tomorrow is the election in California, and I would ask that you would pray for Larry Elder. Proverbs 29, verse 4 says, "A godly leader who values justice is a great strength and example to the people." And boy, does California need that right now. We need miracles tomorrow in California, just like we had on November the 6th, 2016. Do you remember that? Oh, I didn't think it was, I guess you could say, Barbara Carmack didn't have faith. No, I guess I didn't. Not on that night when the people of America elected Donald Trump. Praise God for that moment in history. It was wonderful. And what a wonderful 4 years we had, in spite of all of the opposition and all of the lawsuits. Oh, praise God. Well, the memory verse for this week is Proverbs 4, verse 18. Oh, the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. In the Passion, Proverbs 4:18 says, "But the lovers of God walk on the highway of lights, and their way shines brighter and brighter until they bring forth the perfect day." Isn't that beautiful? And in the Message, Proverbs 4:18 says, "The ways of the righteous glow with light." You're glowing with light when you go out into the world. The longer they live, the brighter they shine. But the road of wrongdoing gets darker and darker. Travelers can't see a thing. They fall flat on their faces. Oh, that is so good from the Message in Proverbs 4:18. If you have a computer and you can get into Googling all these things, Google Bible Gate. And when you Google Bible Gate and click on that title, it'll bring up all these translations. You can go to the Passion. You can go to the New King James Version. You can go to the Living. You can go to the Message. And it's such a convenient source of finding scriptures. That's Kimberly again. I'm grateful to Kimberly for that because I am enjoying all the different translations and the view that they have in scripture. It's wonderful. But remember, when you walk into the world, you glow with God's light. You are in the kingdom of light now. My confession for today by Rick Renner, I boldly confess that I am focused, concentrated, and determined to run my race. God has called me and anointed me to go forth. Therefore, I can do exactly what he asked me to do. I have no excuse for failure or any reason to slow down or quit, for God's Spirit in me is ready to empower me to run this race all the way to the finish. Doing it halfway will never do, never do, never do. So I am committed to seeing this all the way through. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. And I thought, you know, I was through when Darren left this earth. But God had another calling. He had a better calling for me. And I just slipped right into it. I was going to just close the door. But he just slipped me into that. Don't box God in. I remember one person Saturday said, we cannot limit God and put him in a box. No, we can't. We cannot at all. Remember that, friend. He has so much for you. Don't use your own earthly expectations to keep you from seeing God's perfect will in your life. Well, many of you listen to Call to Freedom and you don't get the newsletter. This last issue, the September Express, was very informative about the condition of our country. Thank you so much, Mark from Florida. And he sent this in, and I want to read it to you because some of you don't see where this country is going. And if you don't live in reality and see where this country is going, you don't have any idea how to pray in Jesus' name. You've got to know the condition. And so here is this article from September, and some of you have heard it, but it's good to go over again. And the title of this article in my September Express was, Did They Die in Vain? 20 years ago on 9/11, nearly 3,000 people gave their lives for freedom. Since then, over 7,000 soldiers have died on foreign soil for freedom. Their blood cries out from the grave, freedom. Has America learned anything in 20 years? The late William F. Buckley, Jr., journalist and commentator, wrote in his 1951 book, God and Man at Yale. You just think this has happened in the last few years. Uh-uh. It started in the 30s, through the 40s, through the 50s. These humanists and secularists, they have been at this for years, many years. And here William F. Buckley Jr. wrote, God and Man at Yale, believing the duel between Christianity and atheism is the most important in the world. What Buckley said was true then, and it's true still today. He challenged the unbelief that was rearing its ugly head at Yale University. A former KGB spy and defector from atheistic communism published an autobiography, which is the dark story of his former atheism, espionage, treason, and terror. This is a former KGB spy. The author was the late Whitaker Chambers. The title of his book, Witness, was said to be one of the dozen or so indispensable books of the 20th century. Those are great tributes, but not any greater than that of President Ronald Reagan's biographer, who says Whitaker Chambers was the most influential. He was the most influential of all the writers who impacted Reagan's life. Chambers wrote in his book, There has never been a society or a nation without God. But history is cluttered with the wreckage of nations that became indifferent to God and died. Economics is not the central problem in this country. Faith is the central problem of this age. Faith in God. Oh, never has anything been spoken so clearly and so succinctly. That is so true, friend. Faith is the central problem of this age. Dr. Thomas B. Warren, a Christian apologist, was sounding an alarm that America was plunging into moral and spiritual chaos due to the loss of faith in God. He argued that the growth of skepticism not only lessens the likelihood of the church doing its work to take the gospel to the world, but it endangers the souls of those who already have obeyed the gospel, especially young people. He emphasized how the Bible provides answers to every basic problem which pertains to the spiritual well-being of all humanity. Oh, man, this is so good. I'm going to say this again. Dr. Warren said he emphasized how the Bible provides answers to every basic problem which pertains to the spiritual well-being of all humanity. Therefore, we must be urgent about providing material that proves God exists and the Bible is the inspired and inerrant Word of God. Some listened and heeded the warnings, many did not. And now, like a runaway freight train, the chaotic and confused state of America, due to the loss of faith in God, remember that, has become more obvious. A few days prior to the writing of this article, reports from the 2021 American Survey on Philosophy of Life, held by the American adults, conducted by George Barna of the Cultural Research Center in Arizona, included the following. Millennials seek a nation without God, Bible, and churches. 43% of millennials don't know, don't care, and don't believe that God exists. 43%, folks. Those are people you know, sons and daughters, grandchildren that you know. 43% of millennials don't know, don't care, and don't believe God exists. Cal Thomas hits the nail on the head in his book, America's Expiration Date, when he says, clearly, politics can't save us. Little, if anything, is being accomplished to reverse the decadent trends of our time. But is that the role of government, or is moral improvement the primary role of believers and ministers preaching uncompromising biblical messages? America's central problems are not economic and political. They are moral and spiritual. God bless you, Cal Thomas. Revival must begin with the church. And 1 Timothy 3, verse 15 says, I write so that you will know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God. The Bible is a book of directions and a teacher of moral standards, folks, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth. If the church isn't showing moral conduct and truth, who is? And that's why I believe there's such failure going on. Oh, Father God, bring this nation to its knees. Help us to pray that you and only you are the source of every answer that we need today in this nation. And God bless Larry Elder. Father God, I thank you for surrounding him with protection and safety and giving him great victory tomorrow in Jesus' name. So what do you do after you hear a report like this? First thing is that you must know that you know that you are born again. That's number one, born from above. And as the church says, the church that I was raised in, are you saved? Yes, just that inference says that when you know Jesus as your Savior and Lord, you are saved. What I mean by that is that you are safe in the arms of God when the wrath of God is being poured out on the earth. God will deliver you safely from the horrific events that will cover this earth right before the Battle of Armageddon. Read about it. It's right there. Many of you've got Bibles that you never open. So go to Revelation. And right now, we're going through Isaiah in the Word Power for Every Hour. Oh, magnificent book. Absolutely magnificent. And that will be a time when it's safe to say people will want to be on another planet. Yes, they will. I wonder if all this space travel conversation and all these people that are taking off and they're going to go into space is a plan to ditch this Earth when all hell breaks loose, because all of society, even the worldly, feels something going on. And as Matt was saying right before the broadcast today, the Earth, it's not climate change the way the liberals say climate change. The Earth is groaning. The Earth is bringing forth all this. They're groaning for the revealing of the sons of man. Oh, we are such an important time in history, folks. And it will be a time, it says, when, you know, people want to be on another planet and they want to ditch this Earth when all hell breaks loose. It's an interesting thought. Money won't buy you an exit out of here, nor will power. There's a very truthful verse of scripture in 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth. He doesn't miss anyone, that he may strongly support those whose heart are completely his. I hope your heart is completely his today. I hope you're not hiding anything, because you can't. You can't. It's true. 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9 says, the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth. So your mission and your goal here is to see that you are getting rid of anything that will keep you from the heart of God, because he is watching. His eyes are everywhere, and he's taking note of everything that's happening. Don't you think that he is off somewhere enjoying the universe, because his thoughts are on you every minute of every day in your world? He sees the righteous, and he sees the heinous acts of the wicked. He sees George Soros and Nancy Pelosi. You don't have to dwell on those people, folks. Don't focus on them. Don't focus on the evil. Focus on the good God that he is. He's going to take care of them. He is, in his perfect way. He sees what Mr. Biden is doing to this country. He sees it. Zechariah was right when he penned in his letter. And this is from the Passion. It's in Zechariah 4, verse 6. This is God's message to Zerubbabel. And he was the governor. Joshua was the priest then, and Zerubbabel was the governor of the captives that came back. You can't force these things. They only come about through my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So, big mountain, who do you think you are? Next to Zerubbabel, you're nothing but a molehill. Zerubbabel, the head of the nation of Judah, will proceed to set the cornerstone in place, accompanied by cheers, yes, yes, do it. Then the word of God came to me. Zerubbabel started rebuilding this temple, and he will complete it. That will be your confirmation that God of hosts sent me to you. And that's, he's talking to Zechariah. Does anyone dare despise this day of small beginnings? They'll change their tune when they say, when they see Zerubbabel setting the last stone in place, the cornerstone. Going back to the vision, the angel said, the seven lamps are the eyes of God, probing the dark corners of the world like searchlights. Can't you just see it? Oh, God is just searching everywhere for someone who loves him. And verse 11 and 12 in Zechariah 4 says, and the two olive trees on either side of the lampstand, who are these? What's the meaning of them? And while you're at it, the two branches of the olive trees that feed oil to the lamps, what do they mean? And God said, you haven't figured that out? I said, no, sir. He said, these are the two who stand beside the master, capital M, of the whole earth and supply golden lamp oil everywhere, worldwide. The oil is Holy Spirit being poured out on all flesh. Isn't that wonderful? I believe these are the two witnesses in Jerusalem mentioned in Revelation 11, who are murdered and then rise from the dead after 3.5 days of laying in the streets. Oh, what a powerful moment that will be when the earth will see this. I just sense something, don't you? I sense something in these last days that we're living, that God is going to do something great and mighty and powerful. There's something in the air. Here's John and me.
The whispering wind seems to softly say, there's something different about today. I wonder, what can it be? The flowers lift their heads so high, as if to see something in the sky. I wonder what can it be. There's something in the air. I can feel it everywhere. I know there's something in the air. Could it be that this could be the day that starts eternity? The day
such a joy to sing with that man. Such a joy. What a privilege. What an honor. I am so grateful, and I thank him every day. I thank the Lord every day for the life that he's given to me. Even with all the loss and everything that's gone on, I praise him and thank him. I hope you're doing the same, friend. Hal Lindsey has some thoughts on the subject of getting ready for the return of Jesus Christ. The nearness of God is a treasure no amount of wealth or influence can buy. As evil men and women wax worse and worse during these troubled times, how marvelous to know that you have made God your refuge. Be sure that you are good with God. Be sure that you're on the same page with him. Oh, that you love him. You really, truly love him, and you're reading that word and studying that word and getting to know him more and more. Psalm 73, verse 21 through 25. Oh, great passage of scripture. This is from the Passion. I realized that my heart was bitter Some of you have become bitter and you don't even realize it. That anger that you had maybe towards somebody who offended you or just life in general has become bitterness, and that root is way down in there. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, I bind that root of bitterness and I say it's gone in my listener in Jesus' name. It goes on to say in Psalm 73, I was torn up inside. I was so foolish and ignorant, acting like a brute before you, Lord, yet I still belong to you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny. Whom have I in heaven but you? There is nothing on earth I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail. Now, if you have a heart condition, this is a verse for you. Psalm 73, verse 25. My flesh and my heart may fail, but you are the strength of my heart. You are the strength of my heart, Lord, and my portion forever. Oh, that's so good. I only have two more minutes, and I'm gonna talk more about this tomorrow. From the Message, Psalm 73 says, when I was beleaguered and bitter, totally consumed by envy, I was totally ignorant, a dumb ox in your presence. But you did not drop me like a hot potato. But you've taken my hand. You wisely and tenderly lead me, and then you bless me. Oh, what a God we serve. Verse 25 through 28, you're all I want in heaven. You're all I want on earth. When my skin sags and my bones get brittle, God is rock firm and faithful. Look, those who left you are falling apart, deserters. They'll never be heard again. No, they'll never be heard from again. But I'm in the very presence of God. Oh, how refreshing it is. I've made the Lord God my home. God, I'm telling the world what you do. Oh, hallelujah. What a great note to end the program with. I hope you're telling your world about God, how good he is, how faithful he is. He is so just, and justice is going to reign one of these days. His pure and truthful justice. And we will see the rewards of the wicked, and we will see the rewards of the righteous. I hope you're in his camp, friend. I really do. You can just ask him to forgive you of your sins, and he will take them away. Oh, God bless you, and take joy until I see you tomorrow, and on until we see Jesus.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.